Okay, tell us what the chim gin is.
Well, it's a gym that exercises your chin, basically, and it's for the... So that you only have one rather than two of these things, yeah? You don't want a double chin. So, I mean, not that I've been ever in particular danger of that, but that's why I bought it, because prevention is better than cure. Okay? So I ordered the thing from a catalogue, along with the spider catcher that old listeners of the show, of course, or long-time listeners will know about.
The spider catcher I can understand. You know, some people have... The chin gym was plainly an item that was only going to be around for a limited time, I think, until it was found out that... Well, tell us.
Well, it is a plastic contraption, which has a little kind of podium and a peg on the end. It's about 7 inches in length, and then it comes with 5 weights. I don't know how much each of the individual weights weighs.
It could come with Tom weights, and it's still not worth the money.
What you're supposed to do here is you're supposed to build up. So you start off with one weight on the edge on the podium, on a little peg, because each weight has got a hole in it.
But what do you
and
then
you're stick it in your mouth?
Yes, of course. There's a prong or a lever, call it what you want. But what you insert in your mouth, the thing juts out. You can do it in the sit there like that in the bath, read a book with this thing jutting out your face, and then you gradually build up over time to 5 weights, and that is supposed to give you a really tense
jaw. No, but you must just be exercising your teeth, not your jaw.
Let's narrow this down. You've got a thing that goes in your mouth, some kind of weight hanging on the outside like a spoon.
This is rigid, okay? This is rigid, and then you've got the weights on the end of it. So supposedly, how else can you exercise the muscle underneath your chin, you see?
How on earth, human civilization, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years old,
and
the chin gin, all of a sudden, we said, that's it. How on earth else can we exercise our chins without looking like we're sitting on a medieval cook-all stole?
Well, I would have thought the best exercise for the chin would be talking. And you're not going to need any more.
Hang on. The best exercise for the chin would be talking. You'd think so, wouldn't you?
For the chin.
Look at me.
I don't want to say that. Thank you for being the one to say that.
I think we can do that with quite so raucous laughter from other parts of the building there. You'd think so, wouldn't you?
See, I don't think the chin gym is an item...
It's a quackery.
No, I don't think it's an item of mockery or to mock... No, I think it's not an item of quackery.
Believe me, it is.
But what was something else that I sent away for... I think 50 of your English pounds for, and this was several years ago, was a little tiny piece of metal that came with two plastic rounded shapes at the end...
Yeah.
They kind of interconnected and were kept, there was a tensile strength to them because there was a rubber band that
what
you sort of kind of wound around it. What you do with this is that you insert it into your mouth. Then the idea is to keep the muscles of your cheeks firm, okay?
You've got some...
I'm not obsessive or anything, of course.
You and Michael Jackson.
No, he's got one.
Would you have plastic surgery if you could afford it?
Yes, you would.
No, hang on a minute.
I'll take that
think
in a yes.
I don't think there's anything wrong morally with plastic surgery.
No, I don't either. I'm
saying morally.
No,
well,
you're asking me. No, not now, but maybe later.
You look like Stevie Nicks. Don't change a thing.
A little bit.
Yeah. She bought it. I thought you were going to say, oh, it's very funny. A little bit. By the way, just shift over. Get next to Danny LaRue just over there, would you? Thank you very much.